So, hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Astrophysica's podcast. Myself, Aman Mohan, and with me is Krishna. Hey, Krishna.
Hi, Aman. Hey, everyone.
Great. So, as you know, one of the most well-known and most viable theories about the origins of the universe is the Big Bang theory, and the idea that we came to be in a massive explosion 13.8 billion years ago. But of course, it's still called a theory for a reason, because it doesn't answer all the questions about how we came to be.
Yeah, and hoping to build on Big Bang, American physicist named Alan Guth proposed theory of cosmic inflation in 1981. Since then, cosmic inflation has become an important concept in the study of early universe to the point that it's currently integrated into standard model of cosmology that embraces the Big Bang theory. So what is this cosmic inflation, Aman?
So the theory of cosmic inflation proposes a period of extremely rapid exponential expansion of the universe during its first few moments, let's say starting at the 36 seconds after the Big Bang singularity, to be exact. And the astrophysicist explains the term exponential expansion as if your universe was filled with radiation, it would expand like the square root of time, the distance between you and this particle scales as t power 1 by 2. And if your universe were filled with matter, it would expand like time to the 2/3 power. Say the distance between you and these particles will be t power 2 by 3.
Yeah, but when your universe in space expands exponentially, like e raised to hc, where h is the expansion rate of the universe. To simply put, universe develops from a tiny speck hypothetically containing the entirety of space into something much, much bigger. Cosmic inflation explains how this occurred uniformly in spite of the rapidness of the process.
And because there are no known particles that could be responsible for the inflationary process, physicist Alan Guth proposed a hypothetical scalar field called the inflation field. So inflation is a quantum field that permeates all of space and time and contains energy that exists even in a vacuum.
Yeah, and the inflating quantum field start off with a large amount of vacuum energy. According to inflating theory, after the period of expansion, the inflating decays, transforming into regular matter and radiation. So what problem does cosmic inflation resolve?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, as we talked about, the theory of cosmic inflation came to resolve a few buts of the Big Bang cosmology. But you can fully understand the theory of cosmic inflation without taking into account the issues it's meant to solve. So, let's have a look at them. So, Krishna, where do we start?
Yeah, first is the flatness problem. Alan Guth started developing a theory of cosmic inflation after attending a lecture by Robert Dicke about the flatness problem of the universe. So the flatness problem basically questions why the universe density is so close to the critical density. The critical density is the average density of matter required for a gravity to hold the expansion of the universe. A universe with a critical density is said to be flat.
True. But however, according to the Big Bang cosmology, the curvature of the universe should grow with time. Say between 2001 and 2010, NASA's unmanned spacecraft Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, or the WMAP, studied the cosmic microwave background and produced data indicating that the universe is in fact relatively flat. But the process of cosmic inflation would account for the near flatness that WMAP detected.
Yeah, and other problem is the horizon problem. The horizon problem is also referred as the homogeneity problem because it questions why universe is uniform in all directions. This property is known as isotropy.
And many distant regions of space in opposite directions are so far apart that, assuming a standard Big Bang expansion, they could never have been in casual contact with each other. And this is because the travel time for light between them exceeds the age of the universe. But yet, research has demonstrated that the cosmic microwave background temperature is uniform throughout the universe. And this tells us that these regions must have been in contact with each other in the past.
Yeah, but how can extremely distant zones in space have their matter and radiation distributed so evenly when they are too far apart to have been in a causal contact with each other? So here again, cosmic inflation is the answer. Its integration into Big Bang theory implies that there was a stage in the early universe when everything was much closer. For the universe to get inflated or expanded, it must have been deflated or contracted first, right?
And the distant zones of space obtain the same temperature while interacting with each other before the inflationary process began and kept it after it finished. Okay. Can you explain what the magnetic monopole problem is?
Sure. So Big Bang cosmology predicts that very large number of heavy stable magnetic monopoles. These are the hypothetical particles that consist of an isolated magnet with only one magnetic pole, should have been produced in an early universe. However, magnetic monopoles have never been observed. So if they exist at all, they are much rarer than the Big Bang theory predicts.
Yeah, and now you may wonder, why haven't magnetic monopoles been observed in the universe as predicted by the Big Bang theory? So inflation allows for magnetic monopoles to exist, but only if they were produced before the period of inflation. So during inflation, the density of monopoles dropped exponentially. So their abundance also dropped to undetectable levels.
Yeah, let's talk about the proofs and detectors of the cosmic inflation. The theory of cosmic inflation has been criticized by a number of scientists, including one of its co-founder, American physicist Paul Steinhardt.
Yeah, and in 2013, Steinhardt and his team analyzed data collected by the Planck satellite and concluded that this seemed to rule out the simplest inflationary models. And the more complex ones, however, required more parameters, more fine-tuning of those parameters, and more unlikely initial conditions.
Exactly. And Steinhardt called this the unlikeliness problem. He even talked about bad inflation and good inflation. So the bad inflation is a period of accelerated expansion that leads to a result that contradicts the observations, while later is the compatible with them. Not only a bad inflation is more likely than a good inflation, but absence of inflation is more likely than not.
Yeah, and the unlikeliness is supported by scientists like British mathematician Roger Penrose, who, according to Steinhardt, applied thermodynamic principles to count the possible starting configurations of inflation and gravitational fields. And some of these configurations led to inflation and thence to a nearly uniform flat distribution of matter and a geometrically flat shape. And other configurations lead to a uniform flat universe directly without inflation.
Exactly. And both sets of these configurations are rare. So obtaining a flat universe is unlikely overall.
True. And the theory of cosmic inflation has also been accused of being too flexible, meaning that it can pave the way for so many outcomes that there is no way to disprove it or to prove it. And another criticism aims at the fact that cosmic inflation can't be evaluated using scientific method.
Yeah, but the data seems to indicate that cosmic inflation doesn't only tie up the loose ends of Big Bang theory. It may be correct, at least in some form. It has become widely accepted by many physicists because it also has led to new predictions which have been observationally confirmed.
True. And for example, the theory of cosmic inflation predicted a post-inflation temperature of the universe of 1019 gigaelectron volt in the Planck scale, a value that was subsequently validated by studies of the cosmic microwave background.
And this also predicted the existence of super horizon fluctuations. These are the density variations in the early universe which form the seeds of all structure in the universe. These fluctuations have been confirmed by polarization data collected by Planck satellite and NASA's WMAP.
Yeah, and inflation has literally met every threshold that science demands, with clever new tests becoming possible with improved observations and instrumentation. And whenever the data has been capable of being collected, inflation's predictions have been verified. So guys, that's it for today's episode. So see you all next week, brand new episode. Until then, this is Aman Mohan signing off with Krishna. Bye guys.
Bye guys.